The Rocket City Brief, Huntsville business, defense, and real estate before your commute ends. Today, how the city is paying for a $200 million downtown expansion without raising your taxes, and who actually foots the bill. It starts with a single penny on your hotel bill. On July 9th, the Huntsville City Council approved a new 1% lodging tax and greenlit a new downtown tax district to bankroll a major expansion of the Von Braun Center. No vote on your property rate. No new line on your city bill. So where does $200 million come from? Here's how the machine works. The short version, growth pays for growth. The city drew a boundary around much of downtown and called it a tax increment financing district, TIF9. Inside that line, the city freezes the tax base at today's level. Call that frozen number the baseline. Everything the general fund collects today, it keeps collecting. But as property values inside the district rise, the extra tax dollars above that baseline, the increment, don't flow to the general fund. They get captured and steered straight into the downtown expansion they're meant to pay for. New growth pays the bill. Nobody's rate goes up. That's only half the engine. The other half is the piece visitors pay, the 1% lodging tax. It lands on hotel stays, which means the people paying it are mostly out-of-towners in town for a conference or a game. And here's the tell. The hospitality industry and the local convention and visitors bureau actually backed the tax. Why would hotels ask to collect a new penny? Because a bigger Von Braun Center books bigger conventions, and bigger conventions fill more rooms. The people collecting the penny are betting it pays them back. Now, the numbers, and listen closely here because two outlets frame them differently. The city says the new tax district will generate roughly $200 million for the Von Braun Center expansion. A second framed the council's action a little wider, a new tax district raising about $220 million for city projects, with the arena as the anchor use. Same machine, two scopes, $200 million earmarked to the Von Braun Center, and a broader figure once you count everything the district touches. Don't blend them into one number. The gap between them is just what's being counted. So who sits inside that boundary, and what does it mean for them? If you own property downtown inside TIF9, your rate doesn't change, but the future growth in your parcel's tax value is now spoken for. It funds the district instead of the general pot. If you run a hotel, you're the collection point for the new penny, and you're wagering the bigger arena sends you more room nights. If you're a contractor, a $200 million expansion is a multi-year pipeline of work. Reason enough to start watching the bid notices now. And if you run a shop on a downtown block, increment-funded improvements nearby could lift the foot traffic on your street or simply raise the bar for what downtown expects of you. One more thing worth filing away. This isn't new for Huntsville. It's literally called TIF9, which means the city has drawn 8 of these before. Tax increment financing is a standard tool in this town's growth playbook, not a one-off. So if you operate anywhere near a fast-developing corridor here, expect to see this same boundary and increment move again. That's the quiet trick of a TIF. The taxes don't go up. The map just decides where the growth money goes. Coming up on the Rocket City Brief, Huntsville's building boom is quietly rotating out of one corner of the market and into another, and we'll trace exactly where the capital landed. Follow the Rocket City Brief so the next operator read is already in your feed when you start the car. That's the Rocket City Brief, the brief that keeps Huntsville operators a move ahead.